嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam, and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
圣诞节快要到了，然后新年也快要到了，今年我们的春节 Chinese New Year 也很早啊。So all of those holidays, special occasions mean
it's time for some presents.
礼物。
Or it's time for some gifts.
Presents, gifts.
I know. What's the difference? Are they the same? Are they different? Today, we are going to find out.
这就是开言英语送给大家的礼物。It's our gift, our present to you. 好，那首先这两个词都是礼物的意思。So, is there any difference?
I'm gonna choose a number here. I'm gonna say 90% the same. 90%. That's pretty close, but...Presents is, well, I use presents more for special occasions, like...
特别的场合。
Right, like a birthday present, a wedding present, a Christmas present.
Okay, 那 gifts 呢是 any
occasion. Gift is fine, but like, so for example, I'm thinking about like an old relative, like an old uncle who says, oh, I want to give you some money for...school or to for whatever. We wouldn't really call that a present because it's not a thing. You know, it's, or, I mean, it's money, it's a thing, but you know what I mean. It's a more of an idea.
Ah, got it. 所以gifts 可能就更广泛一点。
Yes. Whereas when I think about a present, I think about something in a box. That's wrapped
physical
up. Yeah, it's physical and it looks pretty.
更漂亮在一个盒子里。对，其实说到那个 gift, 经常人家说、哦、比如爱也是一种礼物，对不对、
yes.
Giving your love, your time、
yes.
is a gift,、mm-hmm. 但那个时候就不太会用 present 这个词。
Right. Or we might even say like a gift from God, meaning、
right.
that you're just talented.
对，因为 gift 还有一个意思就是天赋、
mm-hmm.
对吗？除了 talent 以外， gift 也可以说哦。这个 someone is very gifted.
Yeah,
they have a special gift.
Right, exactly.、Mm. But you wouldn't say, oh, that person, he has a special present.
但是说到 present, 它也还有另外一个意思啊，就是当它作为动词使用的时候。
Yes, so you can present something.
对 to present,、mm. 所以发音不同啊。
That's right.
礼物大家记住 present.
Right.
重音在第一个音节、
mm-hmm.
然后 present 重音在那个S 上面
Right, so one more time, when we're talking about the thing on Christmas Day or whenever, that's a present. But when you are giving or showing something, you are presenting.
就你做一个 presentation 嘛，对吧？
Do a presentation, or when you're giving a presentation, you need to present yourself.
我再给大家再给你们烧脑一下，当你送一个人礼物的时候 you can actually present them with a present.
You can, you read my mind. You're very gifted that way.
好不要再绕了。我们刚刚说了这两个词的区别啊，但是in everyday life, 如果你说一个圣诞礼物是 Christmas gift, no one is going to say, oh, you made a mistake.
Right, exactly. Again, because these things are usually physical things.
对。
And so...In my mind, when I was a child, I remember going to open Christmas presents. I didn't say open Christmas gifts, but of course, other people use the word gift. It's fine.
对，比如，a wedding gift.
Wedding gift, yeah, a wedding present, the same thing.
好 birthday present, birthday gift,
yeah.
Both are fine.
Right.
但是呢，说到它日常应用时候的一些不同，更多是搭配。
Mm-hmm, that's right. So...Of course, when you are giving someone a gift or a present, sometimes you can make it yourself, right? Or sometimes you just give them something you already have. But most of us need to go shopping for it.
对，要买礼物。
But we don't really say present shopping.
Oh.
We say gift shopping.
Okay, I need to do some gift shopping.
Right.
Okay. 还有比如礼品卡。
Yes, okay, so a gift card.
对, you never say a present card.
Hey, a present card. I love present cards.
像星巴克的 right, gift cards.
Yep.
他们可以去买咖啡。甚至，我想不出买什么礼物，你有没有什么好的主意？
Okay, so gift ideas. Do you have any gift ideas this season?
是的。最后，当你要送礼的时候，送礼这件事情。
Gift giving. Oh. Or give a gift.
Give a gift.
But again, that makes me think about like the ads on TV. Like, did you know that for a dollar a day, you can save little Timmy? Give the gift of hope this Christmas.
那我觉得 gift giving 也可以用来形容一个地方这件事情的习俗和文化。
嗯哼。
对吗？比如说中国的 gift giving 和北美的就很不一样。这里的文化差异我们等一下说啊。但既然前面但这个礼物要买嘛、
yes.
所以买就是前面你讲过gift shopping 但是是不是也可以说、mm-hmm. I need to go buy a gift, buy a present for someone?
So for that one, I don't think there's any difference.
嗯，你要送礼呢
Well, you give.
就是用 give,
give
是吧
yes.、
好，那另外还有一个万用的英语词 By this time, you guys should know it's
get.
get.
You could probably just guess at some point. Yeah, so we often put these two words together around this time of the year, to give and to get, because a lot of maybe, let's say, greedy people only want to get presents. But、yeah, we have lots of phrases.You only get what you give.
对对对，然后 get 我觉得它还有一个有意思的就是，如果你给人买了一个礼物送给他，你可以说
I got you a present.
对，然后收礼物的那个人就可以说 Oh, I got a present from Adam.
Right, right.
对不对？
Right, right.
所以 got 后面直接接那个人，就是你给这个人买了一个礼物。
Yeah, it's the same pattern as like I wrote you a letter.
I bought you.A coffee.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a car. Oh, ooh, nice.
就是这种 double objects, 对吧？里面有两个。
Yeah, 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 yeah. We shouldn't get too far into the
双宾语语法。现在我们还是回到啊，具体怎么用、怎么说啊。
Mm.
别人送了你一个礼物，通常不管中国和外国都会说啊，你太客气了，对不对
？Right. Oh, you shouldn't have. Maybe you shouldn't say that first. Maybe you should comment on how beautiful. It's so beautiful. That's so sweet. You really shouldn't have.
对，这个 shouldn't have 就是哎呀，你不应该破费。
Mm-hmm.
就也是西方人表达客气的一个、
yes.
啊，太破费了。对对对，哎，我喜欢你前面说的那个。Oh, that's so kind.
Mm-hmm,
that's、
yeah.
so sweet.
Oh, so thoughtful.
对，哎，讲到 thoughtful， 它的意思就是。很有心的对吧这个心意和心思、
mm.
So that's so thoughtful of you
Oh that was so thoughtful Oh you really shouldn't have
对而且有一些礼物 You know some gifts and presents are very thoughtful
That's right
对别人说哎，你现在缺什么或者他们很了解你这个性格对不对、mm-hmm. 给你专门买了一个礼物
Yes
好那我们今天节目最后呢 Well I want to talk about some 文化差异
Okay it isTotally fine to give someone a clock.
哎，说到这个，可以说 gift giving etiquette.
Or, yes, you sure can.
送礼的礼仪啊、etiquette. There's a lot of cultural differences.、
Mm-hmm.
前面 Adam 说的是可以在国外送一个钟没有问题。But now, who needs a clock?
That's right, that's right. So it would have to be a very beautiful clock.
或者现在那个什么智能家居的 you know, 那个什么
It's smart clock.
啊、oh, 对谷歌的或者亚马逊的、
right.
国内很多是吧
Clock, buy me some presents.
直接让钟给你买礼物。好另外我觉得一个大的文化差异是你什么时候拆你什么时候 open the gift?
Yes, so generally speaking, it'sprobably a good idea to open the present in front of the person.
对,我当时就被这个事情 shock 了一下,就被 culture shock 了一下。
Oh yeah?
我就发现,啊,在这儿给别人买一个礼物,他就当着我的面,滋滋滋全部拆开,就说 ,oh, thank you. 因为在中国文化里面,我拿到一个礼物,You can't, you shouldn't open it in front of that person.、Mm. 就那样特别猴急然后特别 rude.、但是在、北美就是反过来的。
It's,
他们觉得、
yeah.
对 I'm paying you respect, 因为我想让你看到、right. 我拆这个礼物然后我非常的喜欢然后我谢谢你。
Mm-hmm.
对吧
it's true, it's true. Now, one thing that is a little different is if someone gives you the gift a little early. Like, for example, for your birthday or for Christmas, they might...very clearly tell you, don't open this until Christmas.
是是，讲到 Christmas gifts, 因为 很多人家里放一个圣诞树嘛、mm-hmm. 然后下面礼物都已经买好并且 wrap 包好了、yeah. 但绝对不能在圣诞节以前拆它
Right, exactly、
嗯、好那我们今天的节目就到这儿不知道大家有没有去买或者收到一些圣诞新年的礼物呢 Or do you have any good gift ideas 比较有创意比较 original 的那些都可以在今天的留言里跟我们分享诶Adam, do you have a gift wish list?
I sure do.
你今年想收到什么礼物
A clock.
征集一下。喜欢 Adam 的粉丝们可以送他钟。其实我们一月在上海会办见面会。你可能会在那个见面会收到很多。
I'll regret saying that.
见面会的细节我们随后就会公布所以大家可以关注开言英语的微信公众号或者我们的 app 好感谢大家的收听我们下次再见
All right, bye guys